Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at Total Tutor, and also neilhaley.com. And I'm excited to welcome the program from Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson. He's the author of The American Fisherman, How Our Nation's Anglers Founded, Fed, Financed, and Forever Shaped the United States. Willie, thanks for calling, and how are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. I've already been up this morning. Deer hunted, watch the sun come up, so it's been a great day.
So that's what you love, right? That's what you live your life for, right? The outdoors and going out and enjoying.
Well, it's one of the priorities for sure, especially this time of year. This is my favorite time of year. So when the weather gets a little cooler, and I can actually put this beard into some practical use of knocking wind off my face. So. Yeah, man, just getting out and being outdoors, it's kind of therapeutic and kind of spiritual. And so whether we're hunting or fishing, for us, it's our time of year. And, I just love it. And we were excited about putting this book together, American Fisherman, to really talk about fishing, you know, as much as hunting. We did a book called American Hunter last year and did well. So we started the idea of fishing and really hit home for me because when my father was trying to start selling these duck calls, we weren't making quite enough money, so a commercial fisherman. So I grew up in the fishing business and knew all things fish for sure.
You know, Willie, when you talk about especially the outdoors and this business, the business that your family started with the duck calling business, it kind of, in a way, it all fits together, right? You have to have some time off, and that's fishing, right? At times, when you're working so hard, what you're doing, developing the products and doing all these different things, the time to fish is the time to relax and spend time with family, isn't it?
Well, you have to make that time. Everybody makes that time doing something. So, for us, you know, being outdoors and, you know, when we were kids, you know, it wasn't like today, you know, where you got computers and phones and, everybody kind of stays inside. We all took off outside and, really had those adventures. You know, we try to figure out how to float across the water, try to figure out how to get, you know, hooks out and set. And so we did that. So we learned and grew as kids. I wouldn't have traded it for anything. Didn't have a lot of money. And so we had to be, pretty enterprising there about how we got bait. And I'd catch all kind of bait. And one of the neat things was if you find a big wasp nest,
right,
which most people run away from, you'd run towards them because we'd want to get those wasps off there. And if you open up each little capsule, man, you got the best fishing bait in the world. So, but you got to watch out because sometimes they're in there and they're fixing to come out so they can sting you. But that was one of our favorite baits that we used was a wasp larva.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it's ingenious about, you know, how the creation and what God's created. And, you know, putting those stories, we put personal stories in the book, but then also we went back historically back through the country. And, you know, it wasn't just for fun. I mean, you're talking about fishing for survival. So as we talk about Lewis and Clark and Western expansion, how they ran out of food quickly and had to fish. I mean, if it wasn't for fish, they wouldn't have survived. So all the way back to George Washington, you know, who was a commercial fisherman that influenced the Revolutionary War. We talk about the Civil War. I mean, all the way to modern times. So, I mean, history can be boring or it can be exciting. I mean, you've got to find the right stories. So we found these right stories and put them together, and it was just a thrill to work on.
So when you're talking about American fishermen and you're going back in history, there's a lot of research involved in this, Willie, isn't there? In the time, especially as busy as a person you are, to add that to the components. But I'm sure you really enjoyed this process of putting this book together, didn't you?
Well, we did. Yeah, William Dole and I, who also co-wrote American Fisherman with me, you know, and he's the deep researcher and finds these things. It was fascinating talking about, you know, where we were going, how to put the book together. Then also mixed in with our, you know, with our personal stuff and how fishing has impacted our lives, which, you know, commercially for sure, we made a living off of it. And then on to, you know, just for fun and relaxation. And really when I was traveling around with Dad was kind of going around doing speaking and seminars, and I was kind of the sidekick and would sell the stuff, the products, and all that. And we were able to take fishing trips and do stuff together. And so growing into what was going to become, you know, ultimately the show, you know, Duck Dynasty, and
yeah,
being able to start stuff called it, our family out there, on display for everybody. And so, but still this day, you know, that's where I get away, and I leave that cell phone. I go down there and on the lake, and I just walk around fish, and it's a great time. You know, it's kind of spiritual. We mentioned that in the book, you know, about all the spiritual symbols in the Bible about fish and, you know, Jesus calling basically fishermen to kind of start the church with. And so a lot of similarities and, you know, with fishing and all that, to spiritual things.
You talk about the spiritual, but also the bonding with your father, all the trips you remember fishing with him, even for keeping for a living. That kind of relationship's unbelievable, isn't it? Fishing with your dad and your brothers, right?
Oh, and it, you know, well, and he seemed like he could do everything. So it was fishing was another. I think just the things that he picked out, not even on purpose, were amazing. You know, that stuff that he taught us. And I'll never forget, we were fishing to go to church, and that water had come up, and he said, we got 10 minutes. So he grabbed his rod and reel, and he went down there, and this water was overflowing off this levee. And that sucker sat there, and I caught about 25 bass in 8 minutes. And it was just fascinating. And he threw them all back, and he said, all right, let's go to church now. And so that was incredible. So then I started looking, every time the water got up, I started looking for everywhere that water was rolling over into other water. I knew that that was a good place to possibly get some fish. So, yeah, just the stuff he taught us about fishing, and because they fished growing up as well. And again, everybody was poor. I mean, didn't have money, so, you know, it's a way to get a quick meal, and but also a way just to have fun.
Absolutely. And, Willie, I guess it's the book coming out, but also the announcement. This is two different – it's kind of conflicting in a way, isn't it? You have the book announcement coming out, and then the announcement, this is your last season, right?
Yeah, last season. Yeah, kind of mixed emotions, you know. But, you know, it's time. We filmed over 5 years, and it's been a great run. You know, we've had a lot of successes, and it's been a great platform for us to use. But, you know, we're losing cast members to getting married and going to college and all that. So people are moving on. Life goes on. So, but we'll still do, you know, television. We've got Going Viral, the new show with Uncle Si, which is a lot of fun. And so, and we'll do some stuff, I'm sure, with Doug Downs, do some specials. And you'll probably see a little bit more of the Robertson family. But in some ways, it would be nice to kind of slow down and maybe have a little more time to go fishing.
Hey, more time to go fishing, more time to go speak about your faith and what you believe in and all the different things, and go all over the place and go over all the world talking about how great the United States is. Willie, what is the best place we can find information on you, follow you and all that stuff? And I know we can purchase the book in any finer bookstore, but where can we find info on you, Willie?
Info on me at Willie Boss Hog. I mean, my Twitter handle and, you know, Facebook and DuckCommander.com. I mean, all those places are right now I'm hunting, so I'm trying to be incognito. I'm enjoying nobody finding me right now. So, but yeah, you can find me on those outlets.
Absolutely. Well, Willie, best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show, and good luck with the book and all your other ventures. I'm sure we've not seen the end of you for sure, Willie. So take care. All right. Take care, man.
Maybe so. See you.
All right. See you. Okay. Bye-bye. Right. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.